This is the Berman Method Podcast featuring Dr. Jake Berman and physician assistant Jenny Berman. We are here to treat problems and not symptoms. Disclaimer, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only and not to treat anyone or to give medical advice. If you are interested in any information that we are giving and would like to use this for yourself, we recommend that you contact your primary care physician or reach out to us and ask us questions about yourself specifically. Enjoy.
And we are back. You rolled me into this podcast room because I ate so much food for Thanksgiving, and I am here to entertain again because I'm so entertaining with the Berman Method Podcast, focusing on treating problems, not symptoms. David against Goliath, going against the corporate medical system. Dr. Jake Berman with my beautiful co-host.
Jenny Berman, physician assistant.
Jenny Berman, physician assistant. This is almost like the scary movie intro voice, right?
Yeah.
And then the next thing you knew, we were on 15 medications because there's not a single pharmaceutical that doesn't have at least one side effect that requires another medication to treat that side effect that comes with its own side effect. And then you need another medication to treat that side effect. Next thing you know, I need a carry-on suitcase for my medications just to travel.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Kind of sad. We have our own carry-on suitcase for pillows and snacks, and everybody else has carry-on suitcase for medications. Which would you prefer? Pillows and snacks or medications?
How many of you guys listening right now travel with your pillows? If you don't travel with your pillows, you're not using the right pillows. Because if you go to some other foreign bed and you can just sleep on anything that's laying there, you ain't using the right pillow.
That's right. We went through, how many pillows do we have in our house?
I think the last time I counted 73 pillows.
We have so many pillows in the house because Jake used to be one of those people that would just buy a new pillow every month, searching for the right pillow. You never liked your pillow.
I was like that princess in the pee story. I could feel the pee under 10 mattresses.
Under 10 mattresses?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's how the story, the princess and the pee, goes.
Oh. Okay.
You know she was a true princess because she could feel a pee underneath 10 mattresses.
Oh, got it.
I'm pretty sure that's the way the story goes.
Okay. I just think of like Goldilocks. Too hot, too cold, just right.
Okay.
So yeah, we used to go through a ton of pillows.
Is Goldilocks too hot, too cold, just right? Or isn't Goldilocks the beds, the different beds?
I don't know now.
I'm pretty sure one of them, one bed was too hard, one bed was too soft, and this one was just right.
Oh, okay. You can tell how much TV I watched as a child. I don't know any of my story tales, fairy tales.
So anyways, we hope everybody had a phenomenal Thanksgiving and overindulged in calories like we all should have, because it's our one get out of jail free card.
Mm-hmm.
The goal was 10,000 calories in one sitting, and I almost reached that.
And then reset the next day.
Reset the next day, but I was also successful in not having anything green on my plate.
You're successful at that every year for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I want to make sure that I'm consistent.
Yes. So,
but it
what about Black Friday?
What about it?
You didn't comment on Black Friday.
What do you want me to comment?
All the awesome online shopping. You know, people used to camp out at like midnight on Thanksgiving. Now that's really not even a thing anymore with the amount of online shopping.
How do you know it's not a thing? When's the last time you went out at midnight?
You're right. You're right. I haven't tried it.
Have you been to Walmart on Black Friday?
No, I choose not to.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyways, moving on.
Wow. Now that we've wasted 5 minutes.
Wasted? There's nothing wasted about this. We're entertaining people on their exercise, on their run, on their walks. I've had a lot of people tell me they're listening to us while they're exercising. That's
well,
nice.
Go harder. Right now.
Go. Go.
Go. Go. Go. Go. You can do it.
Put that resistance back on.
Yeah. More resistance. More reps.
More cadence.
Get lower on your squats. Engage your core more.
I can't believe it's almost December. Okay, so, as you were saying.
So, over Thanksgiving, it brought up this commonality that we spoke about a few times over the years, but I want to bring it up again because there's a lot of you listening that's going to be around extended family or family that you haven't been around in quite some time over the next few weeks and this upcoming month with the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, and all these things coming up. And everybody has at least one of these in every family. And no, I'm not talking about the one person that you can't stand being around.
Right.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the one loved one that literally required a carry-on suitcase for all their medications to travel to wherever you are.
Right.
The one person in your family that has at least 10 pharmaceuticals and prescriptions in their purse or their suitcase or their medicine cabinet, whatever it is. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I don't know that this is not really my scope of practice. This is more your scope of practice, Jenny. But I don't know if there's ever been a single time where you have encountered somebody who's had that many pharmaceuticals or that many prescriptions where there wasn't at least two of them that are supposed to be doing the same exact thing.
Right. Yes.
Right?
Right.
So, in very layman's terms, what this alludes to is you originally started taking a blood pressure medication, or actually let's use a statin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of times where the first pharmaceutical prescription medication that people will take in their life is a statin.
Right. Cholesterol medicine.
A cholesterol medication to lower your cholesterol. And if you don't know this by now, statins are one of the worst medications that you could possibly ever take in the history of synthetic drugs that you're putting into your body, because there's so many bad things that result because of it. And we could literally talk for hours just on statins, but we're going to save everybody that's listening and just say one of the most common side effects of statins is pain.
Right.
Muscle pain, aches and pains. My body is hurting, right?
Correct. Most common side effect, yes. Nope.
So then what results next?
A muscle relaxer.
A muscle relaxer, because my back now hurts. I never had back pain, but now my back's killing me. So now I'm going to take a muscle relaxer.
And one of the biggest problems is you don't correlate this new onset back pain or muscle pain to the cholesterol medicine that you're taking. Because if my doctor told me I had to take this cholesterol medicine or else I'm going to die, I'm going to take the cholesterol medicine. And I'm not even going to bring it up to my doctor that my back, this is new onset back pain. It just started hurting, or all these muscles started hurting. So then there's not going to be the correlation there that actually the statin is your issue, but instead we're just going to add another medication to treat the symptoms that you're having of this pain.
Right. So then you take a muscle relaxer or some other type of pain pill. Let's just start taking Tylenol once a day because the commercials are so amazing. One Tylenol once a day and I could live through back pain for the rest of my life. And it's just a normal thing because it's an over-the-counter pharmaceutical.
Right.
Then what happens?
Well, something else is either going to start hurting or your liver's not going to be doing too hot.
The liver thing, yes. Tylenol is horrible for your liver. So then your liver starts doing something funky, but you don't know. Your liver doesn't say, hey, brain, I'm in distress right now. Your liver issues present as something else.
Right. Right.
And long story short, we start getting lost going down this rabbit hole of treating symptoms. And the next thing you know, 10 years down the road, you've got over 10 pharmaceuticals that you're prescribed to. And most people don't even know that at least two of them are prescribed to treat the same exact thing because you've got multiple doctors prescribing different drugs and nobody's talking to each other.
Right, right. And then on top of that is these medications are causing vitamin deficiencies. So there's several medications out there in the pharmaceutical world that can cause a vitamin B12 deficiency or a magnesium deficiency. So now we're, you know, having worsening muscle cramps. We're not able to sleep at night. We have less restless leg syndrome. Our mind's going 100 miles an hour at night. And so now we're given a sleeping aid because we can't sleep at night, when really the other three medications you're already taking is the reason you're not sleeping, because it's causing a magnesium deficiency. With low magnesium, our body doesn't rest. Our brain doesn't shut off. Our muscles don't relax. So then we go on the sleeping aid.
Yeah, and it just goes so on and so forth and over again, and just keep on going till the next thing you know, you literally have a carry-on suitcase for all your pharmaceuticals. And you don't even know why you're taking these anymore. You're just taking them. You're just popping pills because your doctor told you to take them. Now, this is outside of my scope of practice, what I'm about to say next, and this is no way, shape, or form advice in any way at all. I'm just going to repeat what I've heard multiple doctors say over the years. Let's do this. Let's quit taking them all and see what we're left with. So quit taking every single medication that you have, and then let's see what's left. And we'll start at ground zero again. And what 9 out of 10 people have found, at least 9 out of 10, it's actually 100% of the people that I've heard this story from, found is that they've felt exponentially better within a week, and they've gotten rid of 90% of the medications that they were on because they were all treating symptoms that weren't even real. Right. I mean, the symptoms were real, but they weren't the problem. They weren't treating a problem. They were treating symptoms.
Right. So we go to ground zero and take the bare necessity, or, you know, nothing, or what we absolutely have to take. But then we actually target, do we actually have any problems that we need to look at and to fix the problem and not just the symptoms? Or do all the symptoms go away because you're not taking all these medications anymore?
Exactly. So before we even started recording today, Jenny brought up a concern. She goes, you know, we haven't really talked about anything on the physical component of it now in quite some time. And I said, oh no, we are going to tie this one right into the physical component, because the same thing is true when you say that you have a bad knee, you have a bad shoulder, you have a bad ankle. So you just go on through life saying that I'm not going to do this because I have a bad knee. I'm not going to get down on the ground and back up again using my right leg because my right knee hurt me once 13 years ago. So I'm going to use my left leg to get up. And you just do it over and over again. The next thing that you know, you've got a muscle imbalance that's creating a back issue. So you're going, I've never had back pain in my life. What the heck's going on here? And then you come to me and I'm scouring around. I'm going, okay, the reason why you have a back issue is because your right knee is weak as heck. And not really, your knee's not really weak. It's the muscles surrounding the knees, specifically your glutes and quads and everything else. So you've got this massive imbalance. So the way we're going to fix your left-sided back pain is we're going to work on fixing the strength in your right leg. And you're going, that doesn't even make any sense. The pain is over here on my left. Why are we working on my right? Same thing is true for shoulders. Same thing's true for wrist, elbows, whatever it is. I see people all the time wearing knee braces just because once 11 billion moons ago, their knee bothered them, and now they just wear this knee brace whenever they go play pickleball, whenever they play tennis, whenever they exercise. That's probably my favorite one. Let's wear a knee brace preventatively every time we go exercise. Do you guys understand what braces do?
Right. I was just going to say, not realizing the detrimental effects that a brace is having on your lower extremities.
There's got to be at least one person listening to this podcast right now who wears a brace preventatively, meaning that you think you have a bad knee, you think you have a bad elbow, you think you have a bad back. Ooh, that's the worst one. You think you have a bad back, so you're going to wear an abdominal brace or a weight belt every time you go exercise. You think you have a bad knee, so you're going to wear a knee brace before you go out and play pickleball. You have to understand the whole purpose of a brace is to support your knee. So let's use a knee brace. If you're wearing a knee brace, the whole purpose of the brace is to support your knee. If the brace is supporting your knee, that means the muscles don't have to support your knee.
Correct.
So if you just keep down this road of doing this preventative thing because you thought you had a knee issue 43 years ago, but you really don't, you're creating a knee issue.
Right. Right. Because we, as we all know, if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you're not allowing the muscle surrounding the joint to activate and to work, then they are atrophying or the muscles are weakening.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit more about a back brace, or not really a back brace. Think of it more of a back support. CopperFit has an amazing one that cures cancer pretty much. It's the abdominal binder. It's Velcro. It's usually made of neoprene and Velcro, and you put it around your stomach whenever you're going to go out and do yard work or do some type of heavy lifting, and that's supposed to quote unquote protect your back. And you just do this preventatively, precautiously, because once you had a back issue where you could not get out of bed for a week and you never want to experience that pain again. So you're doing this preventatively. What you have to understand is you're making it exponentially more likely that you are going to have an issue down the road. Because when you put one of those abdominal binders on, one of those neoprene Velcro back braces on, your core muscles don't have to work anymore. And that's their number one job, is to protect your back. So the thing that I love to tell people, because it creates so much controversy, is never, ever, ever wear a back brace. Unless you are in the gym and you're doing a max out squat and you're planning on lifting as much weight as you physically can to the point of failure. When you're doing that, okay, put the back brace on. But if you're in the gym doing squats and you're doing 6, 8, 10, 12 reps, you should not be wearing a back brace.
You need your muscles to activate.
You should be physically, consciously, cognitively activating your core to support your back. You shouldn't be wearing a back brace. It drives me nuts. Freaking CopperFit and their daggum marketing is driving me nuts. CopperFit and Dr. Scholes, I'm pretty sure they're in bed together. They have to be in bed together. And it's probably a threesome with the pharmaceutical companies. So we got Dr. Scholes, CopperFit, and the pharmaceutical companies, they're all in bed together, this giant menage a trois threesome going on because their marketing is so good and they've got endless marketing dollars. Jenny's blushing right now. She's going, I cannot believe we're putting this out in public.
I was going to say, I think I'll just edit that part out.
But I'm serious. This drives me nuts.
So, if you're around those family members this holiday season where you find they are on multiple medications that may not be the right thing for them, or they're utilizing different braces when they're trying to just get out and go for a family walk, lead them to this podcast and tell them to come talk to us and ask, if they're doing the right thing. You know, the other problem is then you wear these braces and the pains are then get worse. So when you're not wearing the brace and you're just walking around the house, you're starting to have pain. So then you think you can't exercise. So then you want a medication to fix the problem, quick fix. And then that's going to cause an issue. So this is just a downward spiral.
A downward spiral to essentially losing your independence.
Absolutely. Lose quality of life for sure.
Yeah. Think about it. A lot of people that just heard me say those words, losing your independence, you're thinking about a nursing home. That's the ultimate worst case scenario. Losing your independence is something as simple as this. I can't do that, so I'm going to ask my grandkid to go do it for me. I can't do that, so I'm going to ask Jenny to go do it for me. I am no longer independent in doing whatever XYZ is. So I've lost my independence in that scenario. And then that just leads to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So it really is that simple. If you know anybody that has more than five pharmaceuticals, five prescription pharmaceuticals, not necessarily over the counter, but pharmaceuticals, you need a prescription for it, you really should be talking with Jenny. If you know anybody that wears a back brace or a knee brace preventatively, you better be.
Or a tennis elbow brace.
Oh my gosh.
A golfer's elbow brace.
Tennis elbows brace. Here, look at this. All right, you got me all fired up now.
Oh jeez.
The freaking tennis elbow brace is the biggest crock of shit out there. Because look at what it does. It puts a little bit of pressure on one of your tendons in your forearm, which takes the pain away, right?
Right.
What the hell is that? What are you doing right now? That's not fixing any problem. That's making the problem worse. The pain is there for a reason. Right. And now you're taking this device and you're changing the anatomy so that you can continue doing something.
Right.
You're literally changing the anatomy.
Instead of fixing the problem, which is coming from your neck.
The tennis... Most of the time, yes, it's coming from your neck, bad posture, this, that, and the other. We can go hours on this one too. And I think we have in the past, actually.
Yeah.
So go back and look for those episodes where I have ranted on that for a while. But the tennis elbow brace is probably one of my least favorite of all because it literally changes the anatomy. Do you think that that's okay?
Not okay.
That's not okay.
It Our is anatomy is the way it is for a reason. It's efficient.
Oh my goodness.
And then when we go and change it and try to do something abnormal for our body, it's causing other issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good? Okay.
Awesome. Yes. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this was a good episode back. I love it. That was fun. Thanks for getting my blood pressure through the ceiling. I'm all jacked up right now. It's almost like I chugged 15 Mountain Dews. Let's do this. Let's go squat a bunch of weight without a back brace on.
You used to drink Mountain Dew. You remember that?
I used to drink one diet Mountain Dew when I was on a road trip. I did not drink it leisurely.
We should probably have two intros into this podcast. One normal and then one that says, this is a PG-13 rated podcast. Plan accordingly with your children.
Oh my gosh. If you can't listen to this podcast around your kids, you are sheltering them and those kids have no chance at all once they hit high school.
That's not nice.
It's not nice, but it's true.
Oh my goodness.
Life happens. Shelter them all you want. If you can't listen to this episode with your kids in the room, they are not going to have a good time in high school. I mean, come on.
Okay, ciao.
Have a great day.
Thank you for subscribing on your social media and podcast platforms to The Berman Method. Dr. Jake Berman with Berman Physical Therapy and Jenny Berman, Physician Assistant with Berman Health and Wellness. You can find more information on our website, www.bermanpt.com for physical therapy, bermanpt.com/wellness for the health and wellness. You can also find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and on your podcast platform. So be sure to follow us, like us, subscribe to us. And if you would like any further information, definitely visit our website and reach out to us. You may also find our free reports on the websites as well, where you can download this free information for yourself. Have a great day.